Welcome to the Fuller Mini Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 7th of August, recording at 9:24 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. Stock markets, mostly firm in Asia. So the rally is continuing here. That spilled over into Europe, where both Spain and Italy were up nearly 2.25%. French CAC also up 1.5%. And in the Americas, Wall Street had a reasonable follow-through rally today as well. It was faded a little bit towards the close, but the S&P is still finished up above 1400. It's 1401. And that's quite a move when you consider that it was at, I think, what, 1266 that we saw that early June low. And let's see, Brazil, I see, fell about 1%. That's one of the few weaker markets, stock markets. Now, long-dated government bond prices fell fairly sharply. And again today, and the U.S. dollar, well, it's actually unchanged. U.S. dollar index is unchanged. We've had the euro up to 124.42, but it's currently at 124 even. And not much going on here in the currencies. You're sterling a little firmer at 156.27, and the Asian dollar index has certainly been firm. Now, precious metals, we have seen some modest gains here, currently up 19 cents for silver to 28.05. Gold up $1.30 at 6.11 and 80, so almost 16.12, and although it was up as high as 16.18, platinum up to 14.07. Now the bigger moves were in oil, and this is important because the WTI is up to 93.39, and we had a big jump in the Brent. It's up to 111.87. And grains and beans, a little bit of profit taking, in most soft commodities here today. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, stock markets have had a good ranging rally since early June, and it's picked up a little bit of pace here recently, so we are getting overbought here in the short term on those very short term stochastic indicators. It's impressive performance overall in the sense that a lot of markets that were just ranging, and particularly those that were ranging near the lower side of their trading bands, have pushed well up into those patterns and often up to the upper side, as with the U.S. S&P, Dow, and also the NASDAQ. So they're back at levels of potential psychological resistance, and as I say, they are short-term overbought after those good moves. But they have a bit of momentum behind them as well, and it will take some quite clear downward dynamics to check these moves. Now, long-dated government bond prices, again, taking their cue, I think, for the most part, from stock markets. But the bond futures markets have all lost upside momentum. And that is potentially quite significant. They've seen some very clear downward dynamics. And some of them have only pulled back to the first identifiable support levels, such was the strength of those rallies from March earlier this year. But we know that the air is thin up here. In other words, those are high altitude performances, and we well, I wouldn't underestimate the importance of this loss of upside momentum up here, and the government bond markets would need to see some upward dynamics to check this current slide. That's to say, the bond futures would need some upward dynamics to check this current slide. Again, they'll probably take their cue from equities. So we're very much still in a risk-on mode. And if we see the downward, if or when we next see some downward dynamics in these leading stock markets, we can expect the bonds to steady up as well. But there's been a lot of complacency in that market, as you know. And it's a very overbought market, in my opinion. Precious metals still have or have still to break out of these trading ranges. Mildly encouraging evidence here overall, particularly for gold, which shows those rising lows for at least a couple of months. And we have now rising lows more recently, evident within the range for silver. It's very marginally rising, but given that there have also been some upper dynamics, particularly for gold, that does suggest support building. But as I've said in practically every broadcast that I've made, we really do need to see these markets break up out of these ranges and consolidate, find support at higher lows above the patterns, and establish clear short to medium term upward trends to provide more or less conclusive evidence that we are in a support building phase and on our way back up to the higher side of the range. I think that's justifiable fundamentally. And naturally, there are a number of people who think otherwise. And thus it always was. Now, crude oil. I am concerned and somewhat surprised to see that Brent. I have, in big picture terms, I have described this as the second difficult decade, second consecutive difficult decade in terms of tight, often tight crude supplies. But this is a concern because I mentioned that Brent had rallied back up to 111.87 here today. And remember, that's coming from it had dipped briefly below $90 back in June. So crude's gone from being a headwind, definite headwind earlier in the year and slowing GDP growth, to negating that headwind and possibly even moving it to a slight tailwind, very modest tailwind, to pushing back into headwind territory. And we see no evidence yet that this move to the upside has finished. So we've got that plus the grain boom. Those prices are ranging. If it were not for the fundamental background, the crop damage that we know has occurred, then I would think there was a very good chance that these were top formations that were now forming here. But I think it's premature to conclude that, although the rallies are encountering resistance back at historic highs for soybeans and also corn. And for near last year's highs, or was it the 2010 highs? I can't remember. For the wheat price. Okay, and what else to mention? Well, interesting, given that these stock markets have performed so well at a time when there was so much bearish sentiment, and a lot of that performance has been in Europe. Now, initially, that was short covering, but we have also seen some buying. And Owen's done this related to this. Owen's done a terrific review of global chemical companies. A number of those are European. They're doing extremely well. So Europe has had the best value in stock markets for quite some time now, and these multinational European companies in particular are responding to this increased interest. It's an interesting area. Okay, exciting stuff. I can't wait to see what tomorrow brings. Meanwhile, all the best to all of you.